Okay, so now we've finished the state of Ihram. Now we're going to arrive in Saudi Arabia. Okay, when you're at, there's one big message from this slide. And that is that when you arrive in Saudi, in Jeddah, I would just forget about, okay, when you arrive in Saudi Arabia, I'll give you one piece of advice. Take your watch and just put it in your pocket and forget about it. Because there is no concept of time once you arrive there. What normally you think will take you 3 minutes will take you 4 hours. Okay? You'll be thinking that I should get through this line and get checked out of immigration within 10 minutes. And they'll go on break and they'll come back an hour and a half later. And there'll be the new Chinese Haji group that just walked in with 40 or 50 people at each line. And you'll just be totally bogged down. So forget about any kind of idea of any kind of time frame. It just does not exist. This is the big message you want to take home. It's amazing. It's amazing. I can tell people this 100 times. The moment the plane lands in Jeddah, everybody's ripping off their belts and running for the door as if you're going somewhere. You're not going anywhere. It doesn't matter. You're going to the next line. And when you get out of that line, you're going to be in the next line. So you're not getting anywhere. So just relax. Let the plane land. Just sit back. Let everybody get off the plane. It's not going to make any difference. Okay? Get off the plane comfortably. Be thinking about labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Be thinking about the purpose of your journey, etc. All right. Once you get through immigration, which could take anywhere from 30 minutes to 7 hours, sacred 7 hours for some people, you then are going to meet or check in with your mu'allim. Now, this whole mu'allim thing is a very interesting concept. The mu'allim is the name of the Saudi representative that is responsible for organizing your hajj for the days of the hajj itself. So they organize, for example, your bus that takes you from Jeddah to Mecca. They organize some other aspects of your trip, for example, your tents in Mina, etc. Now, basically, you have very little interaction with your mu'allim. Mu'allim in the Arabic language means teacher, but they're not going to really be there to teach you very much. All right? It's a very traditional term because the mu'allim used to be the one that took you and taught you how to do the hajj and all this. No time for that kind of stuff. They will just basically check you in and check you out and move on because they are dealing with thousands of people, each mu'allim is. So basically, just recognize that when you say this word mu'allim, it just means the organizer on the Saudi side. It does not mean they're going to be teaching you anything or guiding you along anything. They will get you transported to Mecca, get you to your hotel, and you probably won't see them again until you arrive in your tents in Mina. All right. Now, you're going to arrive in Jeddah, which is out there. You can see Jeddah is inside the Miqat. Once you get to Jeddah, either you're driving over to Medina or flying to Medina, or you're going to drive into the Haram. Now, if you drive into the Haram, you're going to cross over a new border, which is the border... Oh, actually, hold on. I have this arrow, right? So you're going to... This is Jeddah here. That's my arrow. You can see that. That's Jeddah. Then you're going to take your car and you're going to drive this way. And you're going to cross over this line. This line is called the Haram. This whole area is called the Haram. And it's a very, very special part of the universe. Basically, you can think about it. It's the most special land in the universe. Actually, there's some debate about that. It's one of the most special lands in the universe because the other debate is about the grave of the Prophet ﷺ and that strip which is part of Jannah. But it is one of the most special parts of the universe. And so this area here is called the Haram. And when you enter into the Haram, you really want to think about what you're doing. So number one, the Haram is important because in this area, it's a very special piece of land where it's impermissible to even cut a blade of grass, to kill anything, etc., to hunt. So you want to keep that in mind. But what you want to really recognize is that you want to enter here with a special type of humility. You really want to think about, okay, there'll be signs. You want to think about, I'm entering Allah's court. This is no joke. This land is a very, very special piece of land and I should be respectful of where I'm entering. So keep that in mind. There's a famous dua that some people recommend that you recite when you enter into the Haram. Allahumma hadha haramuk, O Allah. Okay, now I don't expect you to memorize this, but listen to the meaning so you have some idea of what you should be thinking about when you enter into the Haram. Allahumma hadha haramuk, O Allah. Verily, this is your Haram, wa haramu rasulik, and this is the Haram of your Rasul, your Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faharrim lahmi, so make haram my blood, my meat, wa dami, my blood, wa albami, my bones, wa bashari, my skin, ala nar. Very deep dua. Ya Allah, I'm entering your sacred precinct, which is your haram, so make haram my bones, my blood, my flesh, my skin from the fire of hell. Allahumma amini min adabik, Oh Allah, protect me from your punishment. يوم تبعث عبادك, the day that your servants are raised. واجعلني من أوليائك, and make me from amongst your friends, your close servants. وأهل طاعتك, and people who follow you, who obey you. وتب علي, and turn towards me and repent with repentance. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم, verily you are the oft returning and the merciful. So this is the type of thing that should go through your mind. You don't need to memorize this dua, but these are the concepts that should pass through your mind as you enter into the haram. Now you're going to be heading towards Mecca. When you head towards Mecca, you want to consume yourself with the dhikr of Allah. And then when you get to Mecca, go to your hotel room first. People get really excited. Okay, I don't care about my bags. I'm here. Allah will take care of everything. I'm just going to leave my bag here, and they're going to run off to the Kaaba. Okay, you're going to come back and your bag will be gone before you even know it. All right? There are some awliya that they can leave their bag and probably an angel guards it, but I don't think they're on this trip. Not on this express or deluxe package, to my knowledge. Okay? So basically, what you want to keep in mind is that we have to establish ourselves first. We have to tie our camel, alright? Before we put our tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're going to go to your hotel, and you're going to just relax for a minute. We're not in any rush. Everybody's wanting, you know, in the ihram, they're in just this energetic state. Make ghusl or wudu before you enter into the masjid. Alright, even if purity exists, for the sake of entering into this very special place, we're gonna make wudu or ghusl. A woman in a state of hayd or nifas, she can't go to the masjid. So, she's gonna sit and do dhikr until her opportunity to do something more arises. But at this point, this is where she's going to now sort of bow out and wait until she becomes pure. Alright, so then we're gonna head towards the masjid. So remember I kept talking about like new states. You're going to give a little bit of sadaqah on the way, inshallah, and you're going to be reciting the talbiyah. This is really, you're getting there, you're about to enter into, you're about to see the Kaaba. So, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. This should have been recited all the way, but this is where you're really going to put some energy and emphasis into it. Now, the goal for, once you enter into the masjid is that you enter through one of two doors. Either a door called the salam door, and if that's not possible, then there's another door called Bab al-Umrah, which is the Umrah door. These are the two doors that I'm referring to. This is a very complex map, and I should have probably reminded myself and I have to search. But this is the Salam door here. See where it says As-Salam gate and my arrows running over it? So this door is one door that you want to try to enter from. The other possible door is called the Umrah gate, which is right here. Now I'll tell you, your hotel's probably here. A lot of people like to make the trek, walk all the way around here, which takes you a good 45 minutes, by the way, until you get to this As-Salam gate. 95% of the time, this salam gate is closed. So don't even try. Alright? So then what ends up happening is you walk all the way back here to the Umrah gate, and by that time you have to go back to the hotel because you're too tired. So basically what you're gonna do is go straight for the Umrah gate. Alright? Which is near the hotel. Enter from this Umrah gate, and then you're gonna head down this path, and this is the Kaaba here. Inshallah. So you're gonna head down this path. So let's go back. Now, you're going to enter the masjid with the right foot. We should be entering every masjid with the right foot, but this is a good time to remind ourselves. And you're going to make the dua for i'tikaf. Ya Allah, I intend to spend as much time as you allow me to spend within your masjid, focused on you alone. No need to pray tahiyyat al-masjid. The greeting of the masjid for the person in ihram is to make the umrah, is to make the tawaf. So no tahiyyat al-masjid here. All right. Now, then the next milestone is that you're going to see the Kaaba. Obviously, you entered into the masjid. You're going to get your chance to glimpse at the Kaaba. When you first see the Kaaba, the first thing you're going to say is Allahu Akbar. Then you're going to say La ilaha illallah three times. Then you're going to read salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam. Or some other salawat that you're comfortable with. And then you're going to make dua. Now, I'll tell you that this is a very highly accepted part of your journey. When an individual first places their eyes on the Kaaba, it's a very accepted time for dua. So there's a couple duas that you should make that our scholars recommend. First dua, Ya Allah, enter me into Jannah without taking any account. If you can get that dua accepted, everything else is taken care of. Second dua, which is a dua Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi used to recommend people make, is that, Ya Allah, accept all my other duas. Right? So, inshallah, with those two duas, that should pretty much cover you. Because the big thing is to getting into Jannah without a count. And then inshallah, your other du'as will be accepted through this general du'a that Imam Abu Hanifa recommended. But anyway, sit and make as much du'a as you want. Because this is really a time of acceptance. This is not the time to get bored, right? You want to sit and really make du'a. Alright, so that then begins, that then ends all of the preparation to performing the Umrah. So now we're going to talk about the Umrah, but this is a break point.